Tomorrow marks the 50th anniversary of a physical feat that inspired the nation. It was not accomplished by an athlete, but by a politician. Robert Kennedy, U.S. Attorney General and brother to President John F. Kennedy, walked 50 miles in the freezing cold, and we're about to learn why. Now, the Kennedys were athletic. They were famous for some fiercely competitive touch football games. John Kennedy also enjoyed golf, tennis, and sailing. And when he became president, he made physical fitness a national priority.
I hope all of you will join in a great national effort to build a strong and better America through physical effort and through the contributions we can make by the drive and force we bring to our daily lives.
The president appealed to Americans to exercise and improve their vigor, or as he pronounced it in his Boston accent, vigor. So Kennedy's in the White House, and he hears about an executive order from another president who was a fitness fanatic, Teddy Roosevelt. In 1908, Roosevelt declared that Marines should be fit enough to hike 50 miles. So Kennedy decided to challenge the Marines of his time to do the same. He also joked that his own staff should be able to walk that far. Well, the Attorney General took it seriously. Bobby Kennedy decided that he would walk 50 miles. He wasn't going to do this alone. He went to his staff.
Bobby told me just as I was leaving the office, I'm going to see you tomorrow at 5 in the morning. I said, why would we want to do that? Because we're going to walk to Camp David.
Camp David is the presidential retreat out in rural Maryland. It's not exactly close. We're hearing here from James Symington, Bobby Kennedy's administrative assistant at the Justice Department. When his boss said 5 a.m., it's not like he could say no.
So the next morning, the alarm went off. I hadn't even told my wife. I didn't dare. And she said, what are you doing? He said, I'm going to take a walk. Bobby Kennedy, we're going to walk up to Camp David.
Did her
she
eyes
She thought it was
wide?
A little nutty to do, but she was used to me doing nutty things, so off I went.
It's February 9th, 1963, and Symington meets Kennedy just outside Washington, D.C. The plan? Follow a path that runs alongside the old C&O Canal all the way up to Camp David. It is dark and cold outside, the temperature around 20 degrees.
I put some raisins in my pocket and a couple of walnuts or something. That's all I had.
That's it? What kind of shoes did you have on? Did you prepare
I had a fairly good, my boondockers from the Marines. I kept the same
Marine
pair.
Boots.
Yeah, Marine boots.
And what about
Bobby
Kennedy?
Was in loafers.
And what was that choice about?
Bobby had ever had any sense that there was anything he couldn't do.
Also along for this journey, other staff, press aide Edwin Guthman, David Hackett, an advisor and longtime friend, Louis Oberdorfer, an assistant attorney general, and Brumis, Bobby Kennedy's dog, a Newfoundland weighing more than 100 pounds. The dog sets off with Symington at a faster pace than everyone else.
Brumis was such a buddy of mine.
He kept jumping
on me in a friendly way as we made our way along this ice-strewn path and knocking me into the drink.
The dog was knocking you into the canal.
Into the canal, that's right, yeah.
So you're
in a nice
and
way,
wet.
In a friendly way.
Sure, but yeah. Cold and wet is not
he
a
He wasn't trying to kill me, but he damn near did.
Brumis, not the best conversationalist, though, and so Symington is entertaining himself.
I sang and I whistled and I had that kind of stuff to myself.
What were you singing?
Well, gosh, I would sing, To the tables down at Maury's, to the place where Louis dwells, to the dear old Temple Bar we love so well.
A lonely walk, but after about 25 miles, Bobby Kennedy and the others catch up with Symington. Everyone is cold. Their feet are swollen and aching. They sit down on some rocks and slip off their shoes.
And believe it or not, a helicopter appeared over it and settles down, disgorging photographers. And we had just about made a decision, hey, guys, we've made our point. It's been 25 miles. Come on, let's go home and get back into our real lives. But he realized that too much was riding on this to do that.
It was 50 or bust.
So he put those loafers back on rather disconsolately and set off, this time accompanied only by Guthman and Hackett. I felt I had done my duty sufficiently. So I said, okay, guys, good luck. So the three of them set off. Okay, I think Guthman lasted about another 5 miles. Hackett maybe another 10 miles. So he did the whole darn thing himself.
Were you worried about him? Were you worried that he...
Not a bit. Heavens, no. You knew that guy. You never worried about him.
Late that night, Kennedy completes his journey, 17 hours and 50 minutes after it began. He finished on the canal path somewhere in West Virginia, a little off target. Camp David was 25 miles to the east. The attorney general was picked up and driven to the presidential compound where his hiking companions were waiting for him. Now, soon, word of Kennedy's hike got out. There were countless stories in papers and magazines. Even the Boy Scouts paid tribute to his accomplishment.
For the president's brother, Robert Kennedy, there's a leather patch attesting to the fact that he successfully completed a 50-mile jaunt.
Hiking became a national obsession. It even inspired songs.
50 miles, keep on a-walking, and it's 25 miles, and you're almost there. 50 miles, no use of talking, you better get in step with the new frontier.
Walking 50 miles became all the rage.
It also spread into Europe, and today there are still marches that have continued from 63 to 2013, and especially in Sittard, Holland, where I've done a couple of the Kennedy walks.
That's Ray Smith of Great Falls, Virginia. He's organized a walk for tomorrow. He and a few dozen other people will try to complete the same walk Bobby Kennedy took exactly 50 years ago.
I think it's our little way of trying to respect that legacy that the Kennedys left us.
As for James Symington?
Do you ever wish you had finished the 50 miles?
Oh, every day of my life. No, I deeply regret that I didn't keep going. All I can say is no one else did either. That's not an excuse, mind you. Too late now.
Still, Symington says he's proud to have walked a little bit into history alongside Robert Kennedy. From NPR News, this is Morning Edition, produced by Nishant Dahiya and Nicole Beemsterboer.
The senior producers are Cindy Carpian and Barry Gortimer. Our senior supervising producer is Kara Tallow. Our acting executive producer is Tracy Wall. And the executive editor is Madalika Kasicka.
The executive editor of news programming is Ellen McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by BJ Lederman, and it was arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm David Green.
I'm Steve Inskeep.